See how easy it is?
Yeah, don't be a dick and it's
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, work with me.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
16 degrees right now. Going to get up to 24. We are all over the place.
Sweet.
Temperature-wise, man. Mm-hmm. Well, 24 is better than 16.
True.
So tomorrow we got a high of 41.
But don't we get, like, ice and sleet?
Yeah.
And, like, horrible morning.
So that then wind on Friday, then more of that kind of thing you're describing on Saturday. It's all, I mean, we're up and down. It is a roller coaster of temperature and weather. But I mean, it's, you know, February at Rochester.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I mean, look, hold on. A month from now, we could be sitting at 50 degrees.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It is already February. It is funny, right? Like, you know, January is like the longest month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You get into February and all of a sudden it starts flying by.
Yeah,
we'll be good.
Okay.
And then we're all going to die because life is short. When will this month end? Oh, no, I've made a mistake. All right, let's talk about booze.
Well, I'd love to.
So
what do you got?
Well, you love whiskey.
Yeah, you got some?
No. I have in front of me
what?
A list of the top 125 whiskey bars in America.
Oh, is it top joints?
Yeah. And,
specifically whiskey bars.
Well, I mean, they serve more stuff, but these are bars known
for their selection.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are two bars in upstate New York that made the list of the top 125 whiskey bars in America.
Damn.
Yes. One of them is in Syracuse. It's called Inside Ale's Wine and Whiskey Lounge. They have over 2,000 different whiskeys.
Wow. Jesus.
They have so many, in fact, that they got one of those old school library ladders that they have to use.
Cool.
Yep, to get to the whiskeys.
Yeah.
The other is called Lucky Day Whiskey Bar. It's in downtown Buffalo. They have over 800 whiskeys, ranging from bourbon and rye to Scottish and Irish.
Mm.
Not one bar in Rochester made the top 125 whiskey bars in America.
That's interesting.
Are we not a whiskey town?
And
I don't mean whiskey town as in like that band that like is coming to the state festival town, county care. Remember that one hit they had kind of 5 years ago? Kind of sound like Christmas shoes?
Yeah.
The thing that's confusing is I get like, you know, Buffalo. It's just a bigger city, so it's understandable why they would have something like that. I don't get why Syracuse has one and we don't.
Okay. And they have the better one.
Yeah,
that's the one with 2,000 different whiskeys.
Right.
And I'm looking at a picture of this place. It's like an old man's damp dream.
Yeah.
Like it's got it's old school looking.
It's got that Naugahyde looking big old chairs and stuff.
I'm not familiar with that Native American tribe.
Naugahyde. Great people.
What is Naugahyde?
It kind of looks like you know those big leather chairs you see sometimes.
You look like you're a king sitting in
You know this too?
Well, I know exactly what he's describing. Yeah. I didn't know that's what it was called.
It's kind of like poor man's leather, basically. But I always thought of us as more of a wine town. Like, take the beer out of it.
Okay.
I always thought of us, like, ever since I moved here, I know people always talked about the wine here.
But we're big on cocktails. Like, they do that whole cocktail revival tour every year where every bar, like, does their own. I mean, it's a pretty popular thing that people will go to every year.
Well, okay. I mean, I always assumed every city had something like that. Am I wrong?
I don't know, though, because we have a lot of cocktail bars. Like, I mean, you go there and it takes them a while to make your drink, but they are delicious.
It's like a production.
Yeah.
What an old woman thing to say. You got Naugahyde. She goes, it takes a while to get your drink.
I'm just saying, be patient.
I'm not getting any younger over here. No, but if you bring up wine, I mean, I would assume that's because of the Finger Lakes, right?
Yeah.
Well, but Syracuse is also on the Finger Lakes. So why does Syracuse have I kind of feel like we're getting robbed here.
Probably.
Why do we not like whiskey like these other places? Because, like, if we're going to talk stereotypes, right? Like, Syracuse has a large Irish population. There's that famous hill in Syracuse that was, like, founded by Irish settlers. You guys know about this.
No,
nope.
I do not.
It's a neighborhood. It's the only street light in America that is upside down. This is true.
What?
Because they...
How does that work?
Because the green is on top.
Why is it upside down?
Because they didn't want the British red over the Irish green. So when you go to the stoplight... The red light is on the bottom.
Oh, stoplight. Oh. Okay.
What did I say?
I thought you meant like street light, like the, you know, like the ones that
stoplight. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So they didn't want the what over the
what? It was like we don't want the English red, the British red over the Irish
red
green.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we were going to put So
they legitimately left it. I've never heard of any.
It's there. Yeah, you can go look at it right now if you want to go take a drive.
Is that what they're saying? Cuz they put it up they were drunk. And they didn't want to go get the ladder and do it again.
Buffalo, also a big Irish population. South Buffalo at one point was nothing but Irish people. But here's the thing. Rochester also has a very significant Irish population.
Yeah.
Why? You can't even make the Irish argument because, like, we have a ton of old school Irish bars. In fact, one of them called Old School Irish Bar, right? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, you got the old toad.
That's British.
Yeah, that's British.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, great job.
Same accent.
Not even.
It's more about beer, though, right? There.
Well, that's them. I don't know.
You got to wait forever. I mean, that's a good cocktail.
What those people deal with it.
If you were going to put a whiskey bar somewhere, where would you put it?
Fairport.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah. It felt like you were winding up for more, but we
No, I was just thinking.
Those places are expensive. I mean, those joints are not cheap.
I understand. But I feel like it's easier to justify spending money on good whiskey than any other alcohol.
Till you get it. And then you have an ounce of alcohol that's like
$30. Yeah.
And you're going like, this is going to be over in like 4 seconds. Yeah,
no, you're right.
It's probably not an everyday kind of bar for most people.
All right, look, I'm not saying it's worth it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, let me try that again. You're right. You will be disappointed when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to spend a lot of money on any kind of alcohol to have like an experience, whiskey's the one I'll spend the money on.
Well, yeah, because me too, because that's what I drink.
No, I get it. But I'm saying like you're an ass if you spend a ton of money on wine or champagne because that kind of tastes all the same, right? You have these craft beers, and I get that people are into them, but it gets to a point where you spend so much money on one beer that you're just an idiot.
Yeah, and that's not going to get crazy expensive anyway.
And like vodka and tequila,
Give me whiskey. I mean, vodka. Tequila is stuff like that. You mix it with something else.
Yeah. Like whiskey stands alone.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking, like, do most of these, like, whiskey bars, like, how much of a selection do they have for people who don't like whiskey? Or is it, you know what I mean? Like,
they probably get everything else, too.
Do they? Or is it mostly, like, you come for the whiskey, and if you don't like it, you're kind of out of luck?
That's a good question. I don't know
why. I mean, mostly, like, those tequila bars usually have other booze there. But, like, that's their specialty.
I don't know. You go to a wine bar. I've been to some, wife has dragged me to, where it's just wine.
Well, because they don't have a liquor license. They just have a beer and wine license.
Oh, wait. You can serve. Oh.
Can have separate. You can buy a beer and wine license, or you can have a full license.
But they don't even have beer. Like, just give me a beer.
Oh.
They
don't even have beer?
No, it drives me nuts. Like, there are some
of those places just wine.
Yeah. Oh. And my wife, I feel like she knows it, because she knows I don't drink wine. Oh. Right? But she wants to go to these places. She's like, oh, you'll find something when you get there. And she knows.
No.
She knows. I have water.
Yeah, because there's no wine I can drink and go, wow, that's, wow, I was missing that.
Yeah. I don't even, like, it's not even missing. There's no wine I can drink or I can be like, oh, this is enjoyable for me at all.
No, this sucks.
252 WCMF, a list of the 125 top whiskey bars in America, two of them in upstate New York, one in Syracuse. I'm looking at a picture of it. Hale's Wine and Whiskey Lounge. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
There's another one in Buffalo that made the list, Lucky Day Whiskey Bar. Both of them, tons of selection for whiskey. We don't have one, so we're not a whiskey town.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I feel soft. Don't you feel a little soft?
You do, but I mean, would you go to one if it was here?
I would go. Well, I mean, not on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I would go to see it, and I'd probably
go. Yeah, I'd go in and have it.
I'd probably go one time, though.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a regular spot.
Because again, like, is it if there isn't a huge selection of other stuff, your wife's not going to want to go.
I think if it's trendy, my wife will want to go. She wants to look cool.
Well, okay.
And you're what? Don't you but pretend like you your said, wife's not that person.
But like you said, you'd go once. Would you go back? Is it would it be a regular place?
All right, I'm going to predict what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, this is just me thinking out loud. Yeah. And if I'm wrong, you tell me. Because I'm looking at this bar now, and it looks really cool because it's empty.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm just looking at.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
So let's say they open up this exact place in downtown Rochester, and I go in, I walk, and I go, wow. I'm going to look around. And I'm going to hate everybody else.
A bunch of young people dressed like Tommy.
Or a bunch of old people dressed like Tommy. Like, I mean, you know the time.
And they'll all have nicknames. They will not go by their name.
Like what?
You know like what?
He's scared. He won't say the nicknames. I'm scared. They're bigger than me, so I won't say it. They got loud blazers, and they intimidate me.
They will have the loudest blazers.
And I'll sit down, and I'll start drinking my whiskey, and I'm going to listen to these dicks have conversations. Oh, you know what I do? I bet I could beat the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, they're all going to be kings of industry.
And I'm going to hate it, and I'm never going to go back. Yeah. So I guess maybe not having one of these is a good thing.
Probably. Yeah, I'll go early.
No, because I will.
Go at 4 o'clock.
Can I tell you a story?
What?
I forget which bar it was, and I don't even know if it's open anymore. This was like 5-6 years ago, right before COVID. Mm. My wife wanted to go check it out. She wanted to go out on a date, and I'm not a big trendy bar guy, believe it or not. But okay, fine, we'll go. And we went early.
Mm-hmm.
We went at like 5 o'clock.
Yep.
So we walk in this place, and bartender's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit at the bar next to this group of 4 people like we're describing.
Yes.
All right. And they are loud, and they are obnoxious, and you know I'm loud and obnoxious.
And they're just bragging about themselves.
Blah, 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 blah,
you were
blah,
at Morton's Steakhouse.
No, it wasn't Morton's.
Oh.
It was a different place.
Okay.
So One of these dudes, mm-hmm. these loud, obnoxious dicks, has a $100 bill.
What? $100?
So they're ordering drinks, and he goes, hey, he lays a $100 bill down, and he points at the bartender, right? So they all order drinks, right? The bartender goes to grab it. He goes, hey. He takes $100 back and hands her a card. He just wanted to show people he had $100.
Yes.
I have $100.
I didn't know you could do takesy-backsies.
Well, but he paid for it, right. But like, you could have
just wanted to flash the cash and put it back in his pocket.
But it's not that impressive.
Not when you take it back.
You have $100.
Yeah, that would only be impressive if that was her tip up front.
Thank you. Whoa. I'm never
especially
going.
When you do the whoa.
Like, I'm never going back.
Like you're trying to slow down a horse.
Do my DWCMF. We're talking whiskey bars, baby. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Duffy. If you, I know you're familiar with the West Side because that's where you grew up. Go to Flight West in Greece on Long Pond.
Okay.
A nice whiskey bar. Ooh. They even got the fancy library ladder.
Oh,
they do. They do the ladder. I've been there.
Yep. Do they have Naga Chow?
That's the Chinese joint next door.
Highly recommend the Korean barbecue wings.
Oh, bro, this is like they. It's like they invented this place in my dream.
Yeah. And then your wife can get something a little fancier, and y'all can be happy.
Awesome. Hey, Steve, what's it called? Flight West?
Flight West, yes.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Have a good rest of the day. And it's on the West Side, so I'll feel...
He probably owns the joint.
Who cares? I'm going. Hey, you're right. There are scams you can look out for.
Yeah.
Right? Like if somebody calls you saying, I'm your grandson and I'm in jail and I need $5,000 in Target gift cards.
Yeah, which is weird because the kid's only three.
But this seems like one you cannot prepare for.
So what are they doing?
Well, like, that's just it. It's kind of a genius scam if you only think about it at base level. Mm. But the state, and they're doing everything they can to give people a heads up, I don't think can really help us here. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The New York State DMV is warning residents of a recent rise in staged car crashes.
So they bump you and then create an accident. Than a scam.
Yeah. I mean, for those who don't know how this works, it's getting into small accidents on purpose. Mm-hmm. And they really want you to get into a collision with them. Ideally, they want it to be your fault.
Okay.
So they would do something like wait till you're following too closely and then slam the brakes on real quick. And you know how that works, right? Like, you get following too closely. You go to change lanes, they speed up, you hit them, it's your fault. And the best case scenario for them is after the accident happens, you give them cash for the damages. Well, you know, like the argument, well, we don't want our insurance to go up.
Yeah, so let's cut a deal right here.
Exactly. The state says they are aware of 1,729 staged accidents last year.
In New York State?
And they can prove that it was staged.
Yes.
Like, this is obvious enough where they can tell it's staged.
Exactly. So Kimmy brings up a good point. There are probably plenty of them where they couldn't prove it.
Right.
By the way, the 1,700 staged accidents they're aware of, that's a 34% increase over the last 2 years.
Wow. Well, you see, things are coming back now. The economy's popping.
But have no fear.
All right, well.
The state says there are ways to beat the scammers and keep yourself safe. Are you ready?
How do I do that if they're bumping into me?
I'm going to tell you.
Makes no sense.
Drive defensively.
All right. Looking all around.
That's
beware the area.
That's all they say.
Just drive defensively?
Yeah, be prepared. Anticipate errors from other drivers. Give adequate space.
Okay.
That's the advice they give. To fight off these accident tricks.
But that's just how you're supposed to drive anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think most people do.
No.
I mean, it's good advice.
If you want to drive paranoid all the time.
Maybe you should drive paranoid all the time.
All right,
should you not drive paranoid all the time?
Okay. Maybe.
I mean, look, it's not the greatest advice to keep this from happening because it does kind of feel like 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If someone wants to get into a car accident with you, they're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, I have no way of stopping that.
Right, because you're not going to know when and where it's coming.
Now, I have a serious question, if for those who may know, because we're naive to this. Mm. If somebody hits you, how does insurance work? Because they could still get paid out through their insurance company, right? But their insurance company would be paying your damages as well. Mm. Do they have to make it in a situation like this where you are at fault? Because if that's the case, then you have a way to defend yourself.
Yeah, but that would have to be proven, right? You'd almost have to go to court.
Well, no, I mean, like, with most accidents, police officers in the moment will make the decision. Like, no matter what happened, if I run into somebody else, it's almost always following too close, right? From behind. If I turn left and they speed up and hit me, it's almost always I made the mistake because I turned in front of them,
right? Yeah, you cut them off.
Exactly. So most of the time, in that moment, they make an instant decision. It was this person's fault, unless you really want to fight it and go to court.
Right. But then, but they're looking for you to just cut a deal right there.
They will also let the insurance company handle it. Right. I mean, it's not just that. I mean, would you be willing to cut a deal with someone you never met?
No.
Yeah. Because I mean, really trust that person.
I don't have cash on me. I don't even know how that would work. But I'd have to go to an ATM and go get money.
Okay, so maybe it was too literal.
Yeah.
The way this works, and I know there are other people that have done this in legitimate accidents.
Yeah.
You don't go get the cash right then. You exchange exchange insurance information. Right. Thank you, Kimmy. And each other's numbers, just in case the person, you know, flakes on you.
Okay.
But you eventually find a way. They go get a quote. Here's the money, and that's how that goes. Would you be willing to cut a deal with someone you got in an accident with right there on the street?
No, man. I feel like I'm getting ripped. I mean, I've got an insurance company. I'm just going to let them deal with it.
Yeah, but your rates are going to go up.
I don't care.
Oh, excuse me. Pittsburgh. I don't care. I'll pay whatever it costs for insurance.
Yeah, but that's why you have it, right? I mean, it's like a hassle to do
like
that.
Like let them take care of it.
Yeah.
I have insurance so I can drive my car legally. I am more than willing to cut a deal if we can cut a deal right there. Yeah, man. I don't want my rates to go up.
But then you got to go get your car repaired.
Yes. I
guess if you, like, back when I was driving Bear.
Well, yeah, you would have to do that.
But then when I first started to get kind of insurance again.
What is kind of insurance?
So, like, you know, no deduct, there was no, like, the deductible was so high.
Gotcha.
There was like a $4,000. Basically, the car's totaled.
Sure.
You know, so it was like a joke.
I get what you're saying.
But it was satisfied the bank that I had insurance.
Okay, but that's what I mean, right?
That one I would have to cut a deal. But I didn't have any money to cut a deal. It's the reason why I was driving junk and had, you know, like, catastrophic insurance.
Kimmy, would you be willing to cut a deal right there at that moment?
I don't know, because I'd be worried that... It's just dealing with a stranger. I don't know. There's too many unknowns involved, so I'm probably like I'm gonna go through the proper channels.
Okay,
and it kind of depends on who hits you too. If they look scuzzy,
well, what is scuzzy?
Like they're gonna rip you off.
Well,
like did they look legit or did they look like a smooth talking scumbag?
Okay, last night I'm driving my daughter to hockey. Right, I just had to drop her off. My wife was gonna pick her up. I was in sweatpants, boots that went up to my shin, and a puffy vest. I looked scuzzy.
You look sketch.
Yeah, but I'm not sketch.
All right, but I wouldn't cut a deal with you.
Okay, but that's stupid because now your insurance rates are going up.
I understand, but what else can I do?
Cut a deal.
No, but I think you're going to look at that person up and down and go, do they look shady? Do they look legit?
Okay. 252-WCF. I love how you're being dumb thinking you're smart. I'll show them. I'll pay more on a monthly basis for the rest of my life.
So you wouldn't see any tell. You're Mr. Cut a Deal with Anybody.
What, do you not have trust in your fellow man as we talk
not
about...
Not all of them, some of them.
As we talk about the DMV warning people that car insurance scams are going up? 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about the story from the state DMV. They said last year they are aware of 1,729 staged car accidents where people are trying to get paid for getting into an accident. They say that's a 34% increase over 2 years, and the idea is they want you to get in a position where the accident is your fault and cut a deal with you. Now, it's said in the story that they also will take the insurance payouts. Jim says he disagrees.
No.
He's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I think the biggest reason they're doing it is for the bodily injury, not the the collision claim is small potatoes compared to the bodily injury. So they get you to rear end them, then four or five of them come piling out of the car saying they got whiplash and back problems. And the next thing you know, they're looking at some disabilities, permanent disabilities, and that's where the real money is in this.
Okay, so, I mean, it's an interesting theory. Now, what I have in front of me, Jim, and aside, I'm naive, is all collision stuff. But, so, you would have to use your insurance company then if you're paying for five people going to the doctor.
Exactly. And in some cases, they don't even care. In New York State, it's a no-fault state, so your insurance is primary for your bodily injury. So, they don't even really care. All they want is an insurance company to pay for their disability for the rest of their lives or for a long time. That's where the real money is.
Okay, so Jimmy, getting away from the body stuff, because there is something else I want to tell you, which is the most insane part.
What's that?
Jimmy, let's say you get in an accident with somebody, you get out of the car, they go, oh man, listen, you know, we can just handle this ourselves. I don't want my insurance rate to go up. Are you willing to make a deal right there?
Oh, hell no.
Jim's out. No deal.
I'm with Jimmy.
Close the case.
No deal.
No deal.
Deal, no deal.
Because,
yeah, it's not going to go away. You're going to give them the money, but it's going to come back to you. They're in this for the money. They're in this for the money, so you have to understand.
No, I get it. I'm talking this could be just not a scam. It's a regular person. You're just two Joes. A mistake happened. Accidents happen. Look, we don't have to get the insurance companies involved. You're still saying no deal.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It depends on the situation.
Okay, so he's looking for scuzz.
Primarily no deal.
Okay, Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy.
What's the minimum amount of damage that could happen between the two cars where you're like, it's fine, let's just brush it off?
And, oh, not even pay each other?
Yeah.
I had a guy back into my...
Because I've seen that happen before where you're both just like, okay, it's a scratch or it's a little ding, let's just forget this ever happened.
I had a guy back into my Pilot a couple years ago in the garage, and he popped out my light, like my bottom light.
Your back light?
Yeah, it was like the one on the bottom, one that doesn't light up, right?
It's like a reflector light.
Kind of, yeah. But like I had to like duct tape it back in, but I didn't want to deal with the headaches. I was like, don't worry about it. And like he was like the kind, he was like such a nice dude. I didn't know the guy. He's like, I'm so sorry, here's my... I'm like, no, man, it's really... No, really, let me at least give you my name.
Because I feel like I'm more willing to let that stuff go. Like, I'm probably, let's just part ways here.
All right, let me ask you this question, Kimmy. What is the maximum amount? How much would you have to see anticipating damage where there's no question I have to get the insurance company involved? What are you willing to pay in cash up to?
It would have to be something that hinders me driving my car.
Okay, no, I understand. You got to get it fixed, but let's say it's going to cost $1,200. Are you going with insurance or are you going to try
insurance,
and pay cash?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
I'm not going to ask you, Mr. Howie Mandel, no deal.
$1,200?
Yeah.
I would pay $1,200 cash instead of getting my insurance.
Of course, you got it.
No, I don't want it, because think about it, man.
Mr. New Jersey.
Bro, Mr. New Jersey. Yeah. Bro, if we're talking over my lifetime, they're going to get more than $1,200 out of me when they raise my rate. That's how insurance works.
But I'm also going to, I still got to get the car fixed.
I understand. You got to get the car fixed anyway. So Jimmy brought up the bodily injury stuff.
Yeah.
And there is another part of this scam that is mind-blowing.
What are they doing?
Well, the DMV also warns you to be aware of people on bicycles because they have found people intentionally biking out in front of moving cars.
Jesus Christ, man. That's ballsy. You really need money.
Now, here's the thing, man. If you get hit, you're right. You got a nice payout coming.
But you could be twisted for life.
Or dead.
Yes.
Or dead. Like, I've been...
Beyond twisted.
I have been in some desperate financial spots in my life. But never have I thought all I have to do is walk out in front of this car.
Yeah, on my bicycle.
What are you... Like, I almost respect the dedication.
Yeah, because you could be legitimately paralyzed.
Yes, yes, yes.
But look at the money I'm making.
Well, I mean, how much money is there in it for me? I mean, I guess if I pull a disability claim, like, what can I make on disability? But what can I make on disability?
I don't... I would think it's basic expenses, maybe.
And like, it's not like a Jimmy situation, Jim, who just called us, where it's like I get out of the car and I'm holding my neck and I don't actually have whiplash. I might actually have to use that money for the disability I have.
Like, you need a wheelchair and a ramp, and you'd have to like adjust your house.
Physical therapy, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what disability is for, to pay for your disability and your lack of income. Yeah, I don't want...
Yeah, I'm passing on all that.
What are you, crazy? Plus, you ruined my bicycle. You got to get a new bicycle.
Well, you don't really need a new bicycle now, because my legs don't work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, so drive defensively.
All
right. Right? I'm not saying make a deal.
Pat says keep cash on you.
No, I'm not saying do it there.
Keep a little, couple of green on you.
And do not drive your bicycle in front of moving cars for money.
Yeah.
There's a change happening, Tommy.
What's changing, buddy?
Well, these stores used to be for specific people.
Yeah.
Folks that didn't have money.
Right.
Folks that couldn't afford to shop where everyone else went to. Then, out of nowhere, they became a trendy place to be.
Oh.
This move is the second of its kind in our area, and it will be a welcome addition for people that want to save money.
The busted.
But you'd have to think, if you own another kind of store in the mall, you're not happy about this.
Because it's going to kill your business?
I don't know.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, the Mall at Grease Ridge announced a new tenant. Goodwill.
Goodwill? Okay.
Yep, the Goodwill on Dewey Ave, the thrift store, will be moving into the old Raymore and Flanagan in the mall.
That's a huge building.
I mean, they got a lot of stuff to give.
It's going
to
be like a Goodwill warehouse.
Yes.
God damn.
The store will have their grand opening on February 28th, and now you will have a thrift store option next to retail.
Have you never been inside a Goodwill?
They're huge.
Oh, they are big.
Yeah. No, but the one that I've never seen them that big.
The AmVets in Henrietta is in the old Stephen Berry's. It's massive. Oh.
Yeah. The only ones I've ever seen back in the day were pretty small. Yeah, it was like a little building.
Shut up. You've never been inside a thrift store.
I don't believe Goodwill.
I don't believe you've been in one in the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I used to drop clothes off there. I did. For the Busted.
So, this will be the second thrift store locally to have a mall location. There is also a Goodwill that shares a parking lot with the Macy's at Eastview, and it's not attached to the mall, but it's a short walk from there. This is a brilliant idea for Goodwill.
Yeah, sure. But it's going to kill everybody else.
All right, so put a pin in that. We'll loop back around to it. Kimmy, let's say I need some specific clothing item from that I'm going to the mall for.
Yeah.
Right? Suit, pair of pants, whatever. With these two stores, the one at Eastview and the one at Grease Ridge now, I have the option to start at the thrift store.
Use clothing.
Yes. If you don't find what you need.
See if I have what, exactly. Yeah. And if they have what I need, I'm spending a fraction of what I would at Macy's, Target, Penny's, whatever. And the fact that it's at the mall makes it so much easier, right? Like, maybe I'm not willing to go take a ride across town to go look and then go to the mall, but I can walk through that.
Yeah.
So I don't have to spend a fortune. And if they have it, I'm saving like 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate thrift stores?
I don't want used clothing.
You could have the run of the boys section. All the first communion suits you could ever want.
I don't want to fight for clothing with busted boys.
Thrift stores are a godsend. A literal.
I get it, man. You grew up thrift.
Well, no, but he's living in a golden age, I think, for parents because your kids are into it. And it's like the cool thing to do now is to go treasure hunting at the thrift store.
Right.
So it's kind of, it has a different. I think kids see it differently than we did as kids.
It is amazing. Mm. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Over the last few years, how the optics of thrift stores have changed. Because to your point, yes, I was a thrift store kid. And being a thrift store kid, you were the bottom rung of society.
I understand.
You went Shut up. No, you don't understand. You've never been there.
But, I knew a kid that used to hang out at the bar was one of these kids. A thrifty, we used to call him.
You went to the thrift store because you couldn't afford anywhere else. And
you
there was
desperate.
There was a lot of shame in having to pick through other people's stuff for me to wear it to school. But now my kids, like, get excited. They ask me to go to Goodwill and Salvation Army and AmVets and all that stuff. And it is amazing for the family budget. And we as parents need to do everything we can to keep this a thing.
Yeah, but you're going to kill retail.
Not like, you buy everything on Amazon. I'm killing retail? Yeah.
But it's retail.
Retail what?
New.
No.
I don't want, you know how I feel about, especially with men.
What?
I mean, men sweat.
Wash
you can't wash out certain ball stank, man. Your balls probably secrete a pint of fluid a day into your britches.
None of that is true.
You
would die of dehydration.
Through my balls.
Yeah. Bro, the sweatshirt I'm wearing now, I got at a thrift store.
No, you did.
Hand of God.
Did you?
Sharp.
Yeah. You couldn't tell. If I did not tell you, you would not have known.
But I would know I got other people's clothing on.
But no, you wouldn't.
I feel like a hobo.
They would become your clothes because you wear them. They're now your clothes.
But if you go shopping in a store, you don't really know who tried that on before you.
Oh, great
Somebody
point.
Somebody could have put
so
it on.
So when I shop,
you go. What?
I don't buy anything on the top.
Oh my God.
What if it's like the last
God.
One? There's
I
only one
down.
Left in your size.
No, but if I find my size, let's say jeans, right? Yeah. And they're all piled up.
Yeah.
So I don't buy the ones on the top. I go down a few and then pull those out. Because I know some...
Still no guarantee.
I understand, but I think I lower the risk of getting somebody else's nasty-ass stain in my new jeans.
You are such a sissy-ass bitch.
And now with Amazon, I'm buying them right from direct from China.
What makes you think the Chinese guys are running around all sweaty in your pants? God, that would be awesome. I hope the Chinese are doing that.
They ain't got time.
They got plenty of time.
No, the Chinese don't put up with that.
They take their underpants off. They're literally working on new pants wearing your pants with no underwear on. Like, bro, there are so many good finds inside every thrift
store. I'm not
store.
Looking for a good find. I'm looking for the clothes I want, and I want effing new.
I want new. That's what I want. You sound like a toddler. I don't want that. I want chicken fingers, and I want mac and cheese. I want it now.
But even when I was, like, completely broke.
Yeah.
I never did this.
Yeah, and that's how you stayed completely broke.
Yeah, but I look sharp.
No, you didn't.
I look pretty sharp.
There's not a picture of you I've seen in the past where you didn't look like a complete moron with your giant collars. You look like a dog that just had ear surgery. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Goodwill is moving their Dewey Ave location into the mall at Grease Ridge. They're going to open up on February 28th in the old Raymore in Flanagan, which, as Tommy said, massive store.
Yes.
That's a lot of space to fill.
Big box.
And it's awesome that it's at the mall because now you have the opportunity, if you need something specific.
Mm-hmm. Go with that outfit.
Pre-stained.
You can check there, save like 90%, and if they don't have it, well, I'm already at the mall. I can go get what I need. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Oh, I'm bet Tommy's surprised that I've been thrifting for years.
Oh, yeah. Queen Scuzz? Not surprised. She's queen of the Scuzzies.
Well, the thing is that the prices at Goodwill have been high for years anyway, but they're going to even be higher with that. They have to pay for that real estate at the mall. That's going to be expensive. That Dewey Avenue one's nice. That's a nice store over there.
I mean, it is sad you're losing the Dewey Ave one. And I mean, Mary, you're not wrong. Like, I mean, price of thrift stores have gone up a little bit, but still, compared to other places.
Oh, you have to go to a real store. Like, you go to Macy's, it's empty. You go to a thrift store, there's like 40 people in there at one time.
You
want to
put on a pair of jeans after Mary put her patchouli muff in them jeans.
Oh, never do patchouli. Never done patchouli. No, no, no.
That's where she draws the line.
She keeps it in with those people.
She keeps it away from our muff, Tommy.
Tommy repellent.
Mary, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye, darling.
Bye, Mary. I love Mary.
I do think I
she's a good grimy hippie.
To expand on Mary's point,
what?
I think that thrifting has become a little bit more competitive because of people buying things to resell themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like a lot of like the really good quality stuff is going to go really fast because people go in there looking for certain things to resell at their own little shops.
So to your point, my daughters have a favorite thrift store.
Yeah.
That would be the Savers in Webster. It's huge.
Huh? Called Savers?
S-A-V-E-R-S.
Oh, Savers.
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 Savers. It's a great thrift store.
I bet.
Great thrift store.
Yeah, if you're looking for like a peasant skirt.
But my daughters get frustrated because there will be like 10 hipster 20-year-old girls in there like ripping through things because they
filling
have
up carts.
Yeah, and they're selling stuff at flea markets, which I get it. You know, it's a hustle. I can't. Sure. I can respect it.
So there's competition.
Yeah, but like my 12-year-old Claire was like, it was nice when the thrift store was only for poor people.
Yes,
because I could get a great, like, bro, when I was big old fat boy, I got a Brooks Brothers suit for $20.
Yeah,
I took it, had it altered for another like $20. I had a $40 Brooks Brothers.
But that
suit.
Makes sense. Like, you were fat, busted, going nowhere, trying to, you know, you're still trying to figure things out. I get it.
The point I'm making is,
what's that?
That was a $1,200 suit.
Oh, back in the day, but what? I mean, it was an older suit, and you'd been
worn. It was a great suit.
Hey, you look sharp.
I look like $1,000,000 in that suit. $40. You can't get. What do you? Who's the what? You heard me. So there is one little strange thing.
What's the matter?
About thrift stores opening at the mall.
Because
if I own a retail store,
I'm pissed.
Yes.
I mean, I would fight to keep them out.
I mean, I don't know, though. Like, how much? I mean, Macy's is closing in Greece, right, anyway? We found out about that.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, here's the thing. If you're Marshall's or Burlington Coat Factory, which are also in the malls now.
Yeah.
I don't know how much argument you have to keep them out because you came in and undercut the other retail
stores.
That's
even going to hurt those guys.
But I know, but it's funny. Like, you know, Marshall's, what are you doing? We had JCPenney
and
Sears out of here, but we want to be here now, too.
True.
I don't know. Like, I wonder if enough would be bought at a thrift store at the mall that other retail stores would notice a difference in sales.
I would think, especially if you're losing kids. Like, kids drove the malls, right, back in the day. And those kids are now hanging out there. It's got
to
hurt them.
All right, but here's the thing. My kids can't go to the mall without me anyway now because of the curfews. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not getting that business.
But they weren't getting it anyway.
Oh, right.
But maybe it brings you to the mall when you weren't planning. You know what I mean?
Good point.
Maybe it gets you to the mall more often.
Good point.
I don't know.
Good point. You got to find a cute top to go with those dynamite vintage jeans.
Or like you said, if you're looking for something specific and... I don't know. You're finding one thing here, and then you're like, well, I got to get something to go with. I don't know. Maybe it encourages more shopping overall.
I mean, because to her point, like, I will never buy a suit outside of a thrift store ever again. It's just the deals are too good. But I will go buy, like, a button-up shirt or a tie at, like, a Marshall's
or something.
Like a dress
shirt.
Yeah. So, like, you're right. They're getting money there that they wouldn't get from me because I'm buying the suit at the thrift store. So.
All right.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing today?
Good. What do you got, man?
Hey, did you guys ever hear of the thrift store challenge date night?
I have not.
So you go to the thrift store, you spend $25 for your date, she spends $25 for you, you go out to dinner, we went to the casino, we had a absolute ball. Oh my God, the looks we received.
So she dresses you, you dress her for $25
each. You're supposed to kind of look for the most random pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the point?
Absolutely.
Well, it's
just like well, you make each other look silly, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the point is, but it's a hell of a lot of
fun. So you go out, you dress each other like clowns, and then you go to the casino and people look at you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Had a little Baltimore, like an 8-year-old backpack on. Absolutely.
Like, this sounds fun, man.
Tommy doesn't know what fun is, Mark.
A date night, you're supposed to go bang your wife.
Yeah.
Well, you do that after.
Yeah.
I dressed her like a 90s, rock star. Red leather pants. She had a
nice
black top hat on, and she had a little boa on. It was a lot of fun.
So you have a slash fantasy is what you're telling us.
I guess I did.
Slash the dude?
Yeah, that was the joke. Leather pants and a top hat, stupid.
Right. All right. That's all new to me, man. This is weird. It's like Goodwill role playing.
I feel bad at
the casino.
I feel bad for you because if your wife suggested something like this just for the fun of it, you'd be like, no.
I don't like it.
I'm not doing
it.
I don't want it.
Well, yeah, you know why? Because the only thing that would fit him were all the Cub Scout shirts that get donated. He's a wee below. He's below everybody. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
There goes Mark.
A lunatic.
No, it's not. I mean, bro, how do you not have a soul?
I have a soul.
Like, whether or not you would do it.
I may have dropped it off at Goodwill. That doesn't sound fun to me.
Look, I wouldn't want
to. That's like freaking work.
I wouldn't want to do it either. But did you hear the joy in the guy's voice? He and his wife?
I felt bad for him, man, because there's better ways to have fun.
Really? Because you don't have any fun. You can't give me one way.
I have good, clean fun.
Give me one way without booze to have fun.
After booze. And pre-boozing.
Let's take a break.
After the boozing.